Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that introduction. I am Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in the neighborhood, block by block. We got an awesome show planned for today. We just wanted in line with our series, talking about how to prepare boys for healthy relationships, as well as preparing our young ladies to move from being girls to young ladies, to young women, to mature women. And that's what it's all about. I'm so glad to come before you. God has been so good. He has blessed us to see another day. We come to you Tuesday and Thursday, basically at the noonish hour. Before we move forward, I want to kind of play a little music. Don't hold the rights in the music, but we want to play it to kind of let you know we're going to focus on relationships. How do I be successful in dating a mature woman?
What you got, Levi?
Gotta go there, man.
This is dedicated to all the girls down south. We ain't talking about just the city. We're talking about backyards. Talking about barbecues and daisy dukes. Blessing us in many ways. Now, if you want to be a part of the show,
you have that opportunity to call in and offer your expertise. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I recognize it. Give you a shout-out by getting the last word if you will sell or telephone number. If it's secret, ask you to give you a location if you feel comfortable enough, or your name, then come with your comments, come with your expertise. If you want to check us out, you can email me. www.internettalkradio@gmail.com. And if you want to tweet the show, you have a great opportunity. You can go at WDSW_internet_talk_radio at the Smith Wave Productions. If you want to check us out by Instagram, several people are doing it now on Instagram. Thank you so much. God is so good. He's blessed us with another outlet and another opportunity to get the word out. You can check us out on the Instagram, which is partnership with the Eagles of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. That is Zeta Phi Sigma Green Book with the number 10. Or you can check us out, Coach Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, 15. Boy, we're really excited about having an opportunity to be here. So I keep saying it because God has blessed this vision to continue to grow. He's blessing us with many other things. We're in an opportunity, in a position. God has blessed me to be able to sow a seed. So what I want you to make sure that I can sow a seed in your life by sending me your cash app, however you want to do it, whatever media outlet you have, send it to me. And I'll make sure I sow a seed in your life. Offer, you know, God bless you. You got to give back to others. So send your cash out to me. Then we will take your cash out that we receive, because everybody will receive something we receive. But we're going to take it and put it in a raffle. We have a raffle for 2 trips. One of them will be raffled off on May the 31st. That's 3 days and 2 nights, either at Orlando or Atlanta. And we're taking care of the hotel and taking care of the tax. We're asking you to be responsible for the travel and as well as your meal. See, God is so good. He's just given us this opportunity to give back. So I want to make sure you be. Now, on the 31st, that's the first trip. And on the second one, we'll be coming on June 30th. The one that's left, if you choose to go to Atlanta, the next trip will be to Atlanta. And we're making provisions to set up other trips to go as well that we want to give away because God is blessing us. But having this opportunity to do this, so I'm so happy to do it. So it's truly, truly blessings falling down. Because if you keep sending them up, God is sending them blessings down, and we keep on giving the praise for what he's doing for WBSW Internet Talk Radio, all of the staff, for me, myself, as the owner and the host of the show. God is so good, and I'm thankful, and I give him the praise. So make sure you get your cash out into me as soon as possible, because again, we're going to wrap up on the 31st, but we're going to sow a seed in your life. You know, it's a blessing to be able to have a seed sown in your life. Because see, God will not sleep. He's really an understanding of what's going on in your life, because he's the honor. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. So what's going on, God knows. Any little bit of help in these challenging times, any kind of encouragement will help in these challenging times, whether it's through verbal, whether it's verbal, or whether it's just simply you go virtually, or you just do it face-to-face. You have the opportunity to do that. And that's what God is all about, working with you. So give him the praise. Thank him, because I do. I give him almighty praise for being so good. We're going to get started with the show. First of all, we always like to talk about history, our black historical moment, a black history moment, if you want to call it that. Individuals who made impact in our world or in our country. You have members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Yes, I focus on them. I'm going to be talking about a young man that's out of the state of California. This is Asundra MC. People say nice, but N-I-C-E. Hamilton, a member initiated to Alpha Alpha Epsilon Sigma chapter. Rachel Chamanga, California. He's a senior, an actor, a producer, a member of the Rotanias, I'm sorry, yeah, Rotanias, formerly known as Kansas Call, co-star of The Jamzas. Also has a cartoon. He appeared in six notable song tracks, including Crash in 2014, which was a film. Haven, a original movie picture soundtrack. Once in a Lifetime, original soundtrack. Give a shout out to our son, MC Nice Hamilton, a member of the White Women's Service Academy. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. Make a difference in our world, make a difference in our society. Just change people's lives. So we definitely want to make sure we shout him out like we all the others. Let's get started with our format. As I talk about what we are in this network, what we are in this station, radio station, we're happy to have WBSW Internet Radio listeners and watchers all over the world, specifically in the United States and north of the border of Canada, and they're increasing. When I go and check my data, check my information, the listeners are increasing in Canada, increasing south of the border in Mexico. So see, God is so good, he's blessing us to have the word to get out. This is a blessing. So you need to share some things and want to come on, have somebody that need to come on and want to talk about what's going on in regards to the whatever adventures of what they're doing in their life, their financial efforts or what they're doing, give me a call. You can do that by calling the station. And the call number is, the dial number, if you want to call it, is 334-467-7261. 334-467-7261. That's the office. If you get it, if you get the message, make it in the message center, leave a message. We'll get back to you. Let's get started. How do I be successful in dating a mature woman? See, some people want to identify a mature woman as an older woman. There are stages they see that we go through, both journeys go through. First of all, you come in as a, you know, in this world as an infant, and you move through your part of being a child and move adolescent, then you move to the point of being a young adult, and from a young adult you become an adult, then you become an adult of wisdom. See, mature women have always been identified and try to focus on being older women. But these characteristics can come in you if you're mature and work on some of the things from working from that being an overgrown girl or just being a girl, moving to something like to the point of being a grown female, from being a grown female to a grown woman, from a grown woman to a grown, mentally strong woman, to moving to a mature woman. Those are the stages you want to move for. There are certain things we've talked about in the last two or three series, and we talked about you need to pay close attention to. Let's look at some of the characteristics of a mature woman. You can put older, but I'm going to say mature, a woman of wisdom. People, the woman who has lived through experience, now she needs to share this in a way that helps our young ladies, our girls, eventually be mature women. Let's look at one thing, confidence. See, a mature woman has confidence. She knows who she is, and whom she is. And we say who she are and whom she are. You got to remember that. Some people say, you ain't saying it right, but you know what? She knows. I am. This is me. I am confident, and I belong to God. God continues to instill that confidence in me. So we have to keep that in mind. Confidence is one of the keys. So you ought to write down, because there's several things that you can think about. They say, wow, I didn't think that was what was going on, but it's important that as a mature woman, you have confidence. Calm and composed. See, you don't go all to the left so bad that you go from zero to 10. You have to be calm and composed when situations occur. That's what a mature woman do. I was sitting there, I was watching the video dealing with one of the signal, and it was just talking about a young lady, you know, telling, you know, it was about move on. See, if you don't want to stay there, why do you stay there? We need to move on. Once you lose control, it may be time to move on. And there's nothing wrong with moving on, because God has a path for you to follow. And you have to follow that path. Sometimes people are seasons. I always say sometimes they're so short, they're sessions. And those sessions end, and you move to what's in store for you next. Being calm and composed. A mature woman have much acceptance toward people and situations. They accept people for who they are. And once they recognize who they are, you have an opportunity to make decisions whether you want to be around them. They have acceptance for who you are, but I might not want to be around you. I might not want to be a part of this situation. See, a mature woman makes those decisions. A mature woman is disciplined. See, a lot of times we lose our sense of discipline because of the circumstances that may occur. But we got to remember how we got to that point. We allow things to carry on to the point where we are now angry enough that we're going to lose the opportunity to control ourselves. Discipline is important. We always talk about self-discipline. Everything is self-love, self-esteem. All these things we talk about that's so important. But we have to keep that in mind. The next thing is good management. See, they're going to be good managers. They're going to be able to organize. They're going to make sure the house is straight. They're going to make sure things are organized in a family. And a lot of times, we as even mature men have to have that option. But we're going to talk about them as well, because we want to kind of tie this thing in. It's talking about me saying, how do I be successful in being a mature woman? I have to know what I'm going to encounter. I have to know what I'm going to run into. I have to be in line. See, you can't continue to date grown females when you become a mature man, because what's going to happen is they're not quite there yet. And you got to help them get there. They need to help themselves get there. They have to understand what qualities, what traits, what characteristics. The next thing is less stressful. See, people got to remember, less stressful. See, a true woman don't allow things to stress themselves out, no matter what they're going through. You don't let it stress you out where you can't function. You can't allow that. You can't let an individual stress you out. Just like that song that we hear from time to time. You got to move on. You have to do what? You have to live. You have to learn, and then you have to let go. If you're not able to do those three L's, you have a mighty, mighty challenge. And you can say life will be less stressful if you learn to live. You learn to learn from what you're living in. Just let me go and don't worry out. And that's what it's all about. We want you to be a part of it. We want you to give us a call and talk with us at 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I can join the line to identify the last 4 digits of the cell, our telephone number, or ask you for the location or name, then ask you to give your comments, your expertise. Next thing we have to always look at is that a mature woman understands others as well. Understand dealing with you, even on the job. You can tell the difference on the job. You can tell the difference between a supervisor who's just a grown woman or a grown female and a mature woman. You can tell the difference. Patience. See, a mature woman has patience. You know, take time to make sure he's right. Take time that we're almost successful. Compassionate. See, I always said I've been around some supervisors that have no compassion for people. You can't be in charge of people that have no compassion. See, you ain't mature yet. See, you got to understand that things are going on that goes on in your life as well as other people's life that cause you to realize that I have to be compassionate enough that I can understand what's happening with them. Compassion and being tolerance of different things. See, some people, because they got a mentality, they're just going to tolerate you. No. You got to have compassion for people. Independence. A mature woman is independent. She's going to be able to handle her situation. It's not all about the son. I got my own money. I got my own car. That ain't what it's all about. She's managing her affairs. Financially, she's making sure she has the things. She don't need you to come in and drop a dollar to her on the counter. You know, she don't need that. She needs somebody to understand that I'm independent and we're working together so we can be successful. Traits of a mature man, because before I can be able to identify to date or be successful in dating a mature woman, I must be a mature man. Let me give you some characteristics, traits that's so important that ladies you can identify. First of all, listen to the advice of others. A mature man do that. Just remember, listening to others' advice does not always mean you should take it, but at least listen to it. That key thing there, I don't know whether you recognize, and I talk about it in my little cafe that I air on Thursday night on the first and third Thursday in regards to making sure we understand that the L in love is missing. So one of the first things as a characteristic of traits for a mature man is listen. That's it. Listen to the advice of others. No matter what form they come in, listen to them. That don't mean you got to take it, but just listen. The next thing is mind your manners. Always be respectful. A mature man is respectful. He's not out there putting people down. He's making sure he's lifting people up. That's what a mature man do. Where you know he's going to bring you along. He's going to lead you back down. And that, and the gap widens that y'all can never get together. So a successful mature woman, want a man that's going to be in it, you know, whatever step. He's going to do the work. He's going to give the effort. Stand up for his belief. A mature man going to step. I believe this, and I'm going to stand up for it. Some people are going to go against me, but I'm going to stand up for it. The next thing, be patient with love. See, that's where a mature man is different from a grown man. See, or either a grown man, he's patient with love. It's not going to come quick and fast. If you have that attitude that you're there for one particular thing, one particular thing, like we always said in dealing with the 90-day rule, I always share with the individual that, yeah, you said a 90-day rule, because that's something that's a goal he's trying to meet. But at the 12:01 hour, makes the 91st day, he wants to get to the prize. See, you have to understand love is not all about that time frame that you set. You got to come in and set goals and what you want to do in a relationship. And you can't say it's going to happen in 90 days. Because I encountered this. I was dealing with some situation, young lady, and vision about it. I said, well, I want to do some things to make myself better. Seeking some help through certain professionals. And that individual said, well, you're going to be able to get it done in about a week or two. You don't know how long. Patience. See, you got to be patient. If you love that person, you got to be patient. If you want to be in a relationship with a mature woman, you got to show a lot of patience. You know, that's the same thing we ask her to be patient with you. Be selfless. We said selfless. Let's make sure I say it right. Selfless. It ain't all about me. I'm less in the area of self. It ain't all about me. It's all about us. It's all about others. I distinctly ask you, and I want to repeat that again, that send us your cash out so I can sow the seed. I don't like for anything from you. Just sow the seed in your life. Not being selfish. I'm not being selfish. I'm being selfless. Because if God bless me, I want to bless you. Just remember that. That's a sign of a mature man. Be consistent. That's one of the things come out of all the conversations that we have when we're talking on our relationship show, on our love cafe. It's consistency. Be consistent. Don't start something and stop doing it. I know it might be a challenge here and there. You don't know which way the person coming from or people you communicate with. But be consistent, because you have something to say. You have to be able to share it so people know. Be consistent. That's a mature man. Exercise. Want to keep his body looking in fit enough to say, well, you know, some people let it go. Once they get in, they got who they want. You know, we always talk about it. I know men do this. Grown men always say, you know, I want, I just want that. I just want that trophy wife. But I always said, I know my friends that
listen to me
from time to time when I talk to them, I said, you want a trophy wife, but you ain't a trophy man. Oh, she has to be this size, 34, 36, 34. And you, 44, 46, 42. Come on now. Exercise. It clears your mind.
Yes,
it helps your body.
It clears your body. It fits your body, but it clears your mind.
Come on, brother. You will be mature. You have to exercise. Be humble. That's a tough challenge for people. They don't want to be humble. Live a day and time everybody wants for themselves. They don't consider nobody else. But when you say humble is that I'm not going to be out to be so aggressive that I don't care about nobody else. Be humble. It'll lead you to success. Being humble will lead you to the goals you have. Being humble will get you in a position to be able to date a mature woman. You cannot be boisterous. You can't run around here. It ought to be about me. It's all about us. You know, to the point, I and T. We always say that as a coach. You got to come as a group. I don't come at all. So those are the characteristics of a mature man. We talked about the characteristics of a mature man. We're going to give a shout out to these sponsors. We have McKinsey and Associates. Shopping on Wheels for home products. If you're interested in connecting with them where they shop for you and bring it to you, give the owner a call. The owner is Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and her number is 770-473-629. Again, that's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, 770-473-629. 9-1. Give her a call. Also, Keene Transportation Services. You can contact the owner, Lindale Keene Sanders, and you'll get a chance to, he can help you with your transportation needs. Just give him a call. Whatever services you need, the number is 205-454-8157. That's Lindale Keene Sanders, 205-454-8157 with King's Transportation Services. All right, let's move forth and look at reason why mature women are the best women today. I'm going to touch on a few here because it's so important. The reason a mature man should be seeking a mature woman. I didn't say an older woman, but a mature woman. And I'm finding out that some of them are meeting those categories I just mentioned, and they may not be 60, 70 years old. They might be in that 50, 40 belt because we say they're not. But you got to realize, ask the young lady, ask a mature woman, when did she realize she was mature? Whether when you got 50 or when you was 40. Some of the things sprang on me that I had to make sure I be a good manager of my home. I had to have discipline. I had to have confidence. I had acceptance toward other people. I understand others well. I made sure I didn't stress myself out. I was patient. I was compassionate. I was independent. Is that you? Did you need to be 50 to do that? Or did it happen when you was in your 40s? Ask yourself so you can classify yourself as a mature woman. These are the reasons why a mature man should be dating a mature woman. They're the best women to date. First of all, a mature woman is self-aware. She's a self-aware female who tries to focus primarily on personal growth while drawing in attention to her partner's best trait. You see what a mature woman do? So that's why it's best today's woman than a mature woman, because mature woman is a self-aware female who tries to have its primary or personal role while drawing attention to her partner's best trait. So that's why, brothers, you got to be a mature man. If you ain't mature enough, she shouldn't have to bring you alone. You should be at that point to meet her. If you're afraid to meet her, then you need to stay down in the other category, the category where the grown women are. Because when you get to the mature woman category, you got to come with it. And here are some traits that these mature women have that makes it better.
And you can call them reason why I want to date you because of this.
See, a mature woman, you can live your own life. See, a mature woman is generally independent. See, she can handle it. A mature woman is interested in conversation that are deep. That's why you want to date her, because she wanna be deep with her conversation. She also, to the point, is not a gold digger. Some people classify that individuals that out to get the grown woman, that out to get all they can from an individual gold digger. Now, you may hear me say that, but you may have heard somebody else say a grown man or a grown male say that.
See, a mature man don't have time to. He recognized
that mature woman already established herself financially. A mature woman surrounds her with self. See, her surrounding is self. She don't have time all this foolishness. She's cool, calm, and collected. So that's why you want to date her. She enjoys her lifestyle. She's all about nice and being self. See, when you spend time in a relationship with that person, that relationship predictability is great for the goals that you have set. See, a mature woman gonna get what you want to say goals. They don't want to sit around here and play what's gonna happen tomorrow. They don't want somebody in between their past and their future. That's a joke. They want a mature man that's looking at the future. And that's what a mature woman is. So they're surrounding themselves. They're not in a situation that they can't control or can't be in a situation with somebody they control together. Tastes have been developed. And you're talking about, what are you talking about? You know, they already know what they're going to eat. Yeah, develop that. She said, what are you going to do? I'm a total woman. You want to know what her dinner and her diet is all about.
What a menu.
That's what a material. Well, she knows what she likes and dislikes. She always knows what she's not going to tolerate. See, because she knows that if I allow this to happen, this is not a mature man I'm doing it anyway. A mature man would not take me through that. So if he is, he's still trying to groom. See, she's all about no guessing game, my brother. So that's why you want to date her. She deals with a lot less drama. She comes when she said she wants to know what's going on. She gonna tell you what she like and dislike. She ain't gonna tolerate no foolishness. She have time for drama. See, you don't have drama when you put it out. But come on, be straight up with me, my brother. Talk with me. Speak with me. You're a mature man. Talk with me. Let me know. So that's why you wanna be a mature woman. You also want to look at this young lady and say, They're always trying to learn something new. These people don't realize a mature woman looking for something new. She wants to grow. She wants somebody to grow with her. And she got to be able to be in a position that she's able to grow with you. If you're not ready to grow, you still want to be with the boys. You still want to hang out. If you got one, still want to hang out with the boys, they ain't ready to grow yet. They still want to do the thing with a grown male. They ain't ready to be a grown man. The nurse ain't ready to be a mature man. They have a bit of respect. You should be in any relationship when there's a lack of respect. I'm just telling you. A mature woman, that's why you want, because she respects herself and she's going to respect you. This is what a mature woman does. You think a mature man, if any mature man say he mature and disrespect you intentionally or unintentionally,
you got to let him go. You live, you learn, and you let go.
I'm telling you, if you're coming with the qualities he needs to come,
and well,
if he ain't ready yet,
let him go.
See, a mature woman makes sex even better. See, all these studies that reveal that people that have the best sex in their lives, I'm just going to say, after the age of 40, with somebody who's mature, have and understand their body, they understand the feelings. What excites them?
They don't have time to
play games and you experiment and exploring all over her. She won't, she gonna let you know. I'm a grown, I wanna enjoy this. That's what a mature woman does. On top of that, we're gonna wrap this up. There's few things in regards to dating a mature woman, and that's the best woman to date. Your relationship is more intimate. Once you open up, once you begin to trust and believe in that person, as a mature woman and a mature man, that relationship will just blow up. I mean, not blow up, but, you know, dissolve it, mean to dissolve. It'll be a relation that grows, and that's what you want to do. See, the benefit of dating a mature woman, it brings more substance and meaning. See, it's more meaningful to be in that. It's not fickle. It's not superficial. See, you got to realize the potential for a major commitment is most probable when you in a relationship where it's intimate. That mature woman is going to offer you that. The question is, how do I be successful in dating a mature woman? I have to know what they're looking for, because they have studied us and know as a mature man what we're looking for. Last but not least, you have some brothers that walk around and say, I'm not sure how this works. But let me give some quick tips about dating a mature woman. I just talked about
a mature woman is the best woman
today. Let's talk about some tips, brother, because you might be kind of short and not understand. And these tips for the ladies as well, in regards to making sure you understand where you should put yourself at. Be assertive. See, you're going to play games. See, I'm just saying, she ain't playing no games. It ain't no guessing game. You got to come talk to her. You got to communicate with her. Be assertive. Don't come with these labels. See, dudes come with these labels. Just because the young lady is mature, you talking about her as a cool. Don't ever use that word with a mature woman. Think about it. That means you ain't ready for her no way. You ain't a mature man. She ain't looking for no grown man. She ain't looking for no grown male. She looking for a mature man. Because she knows she get with him. That's going to be great. They need a mature woman. You ignore the age gap. If you're mature enough to be able to deal with someone that may be a senior to you, then she's able to deal with you as a junior to her. Come on now. We got on there because she's mature and you're mature. So brothers, if you ain't ready, go step out there. Let the song, you know, how, and you got to be 25 and up. Because that's a level that you can move, but I say you have to move forward. We're talking about mature women dating mature men. Take things slowly. Don't be in a rush. Don't come just all over and just aggressive, putting your hands all over, trying to get to the prize. You got to know how to love. You got to know how to treat her. And we want you to be a part of the show. Call in number 347-857-4192.
Press 1 so we can get you online, so you can share your thoughts about that. We have a few minutes left on the show, and we just want you to be a part of it.
We want you to get something out of this. This vessel is sharing something with you. So you can take back and you can do evaluation of yourself. Ask yourself, am I a mature woman? I want this man to take his soul. I want this man to love me and be able to love me because he understands the acronym of love. Listen, overcome, overlook, value, mutual value, excitement, everything, encouragement, and it empowers the relationship. Just remember that. And last but not least, for these guys that want to try to impress a mature woman, you have to make sure you understand what you're doing. Number one, you got to look your best. See, women love a man who's well put together. Number two, take care of yourself. Physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and financially. You have to take care of yourself. It'll show. It'll come out. Showcase yourself. Just showcase. I don't mean go out there and boast and brag. But if you do the right thing, if you put the work in, that showcases yourself. See, your effort really matters. Show her she's special. You know, you can do some of the small things. We have talked about on many of our shows. There are some of the small things you can do. But show her she's special. And don't be afraid. If you want to date this mature woman, you want to impress her enough that she may want to be in a relationship with you, do that. Show her she's very special. You tell her she's very special. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. See, you nervous about what's going to happen. I'm nervous, man. I'm nervous. I don't know what to do. Nervous. Oh, I'm shaking in my bones. Is she going to like me? Have confidence. See, that mature woman has confidence. And she's looking for a mature man who has confidence. When you step up, you have to have confidence. That's what it's all about. Let her be able to teach you. See, that's what people don't realize. We can teach each other. It ain't all about what all we know. And teaching will be in the discussion. That's why it's important. If you want to be in a relationship with a mature woman, you have to listen. Because she's going to listen to you. And you can learn something as well. Be able to have the hard conversation. Or just be able to have a conversation. Be able to talk with her. And I found out there can be some of the most beautiful external person women in the world. And I've seen them, but when you go up and they open their mouth, you be like, wow, I'm not going to have no conversation. Just have the conversation, but the hard conversation comes. They have to be a mature woman, maybe. And last but not least, as we wrap this up, and I've said it previously, I said it less than 30 seconds ago. Put in the work, my brothers. Put in the work. If you want to impress her, put in the work. Be consistent. Don't say you won't do it. It's been awesome being here tonight. Again, we'll give a shout out to our sponsors. That's some kids and associates shopping on wheels for home products. Give the owner a call at Dr. Olivia E. Smith, 770-473-6291. Also, give a shout out to King Transportation Service, owner Lindell King Sanders. He's located in West Alabama, but he'll provide your transportation wherever you want him to go. The number is 205-451-8157. It's been awesome. See, God is so good. He has blessed us again to come to this point. I want all of those mature women to know that if you understand what's a characteristic or trait, practice your trait, you'll be successful. To the mature man who wants to get with the mature woman, you have characteristics and traits that you have to have and show. You have to work on it. And as I said previously, the last statement I made about impressing her is putting the work in. So if you're not going to put the work in, don't come our way. And I tell you, you will not have to worry about struggling to be a part of that relationship. And we don't own the rights to the music we play, but we want to play something as we close out. I want to give a shout out to those individuals joining us and just give them a hand.
Let me do that right quick. All right. First, we have, making sure I can see them, I get better glasses for long. And that looks like Tax on Demand. Thank you so much. She waved and she was on the show first. Thank you so much. Tax on Demand.
You've got a Cash App, Tax on Demand, send it to me. But we want to be able to show our blessings and share it with you as well as the others on the show. We want to sow a seed.
We also have North Sand
Gold Zenas. That's what it's all about. North Sanded Gold Zenas. I'm standing right. I'm trying to get it. And you say, I got a big glare, but we're able to see that. Thank you so much. Remember, the Lake of Barbados Incorporated, give a shout out to you. We're going to say blue fire to you. And well, then you can give us a holler back how you see fit. Thank you for joining us. It's been awesome. Latay Pickett. Remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. I'll tell you that it's awesome, awesome. I'll tell you, inspired to inspire. She's the founder, and she's the head of that bunch. She's making sure they make a difference in the community. We'll give a shout-out to them every time because they're doing things to make a difference. Just like we want to be able to do what our vision has for us, they should take time to contact. Go to Facebook. Go to LaTayPickett. If you want to get more information about Inspired to Inspire, check with her. Remember, again, remember, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. God is good.
Let me see if anybody else left on here. We want to give a shout out.
Aaron.real. Thank you so much, Aaron, for joining us. Always, it's always good to have you on here, Aaron. And, you know, we want you to send us your Cash App as well. And we're going to sow a seed. If God blessing us, we're going to be able to bless you as well. Plus, your Cash App is going to the raffle. We're giving away two trips. On May 31st, we're raffling off a trip based on your Cash App. And names and the Cash App handle goes in there. And we're going to spend it ball, spend it well. And we're going to find out it's going to be a three-day, two-night. We're taking care of the hotel and the tax. You take care of your travel as well as your meal to either Orlando, Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. Your choice. Then on June 30th, the trip that ain't go on May 31st will be available on June 30th raffle. Same thing, three days and two nights. We take care of your hotel fee and your travel. I'm sorry, hotel fee. And your taxes. You gotta get out of here. You're gonna take care of your own travel, okay? We're gonna take care, you know, take care of your food. You take care of your food as well. We'll take care of the hotel, lodging fee, and tax. Check it out. So get your name to me. Each one of you all, make sure you get it to me.
Because it's important to me that you get your Cash App in
and we can put you on. We can sow a seed in your life as well as making sure you're part of it. It's been awesome today. As I say, if you begin to share things, if you want to be able to be successful in painting a mature woman, understand the characteristics, understand what's required, understand the tips to date them, all of them. But one of the most important things I want you to walk away is two things. That's be able to listen to work and be ready to put the work in. Effort matters because that requires you to be consistent. You have an awesome rest of the day and the rest of the weekend. We're going to get back with you on Monday and talk real to you. We're going to have an exciting show at 7:30 Central Standard Time. That's close to our prime time, which is 8:30 on the East Coast. We're going to come to you talking real to you. We're talking just plain on life issues. I host that show, so join us on Monday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, it is good to be able to come before you. I always ask y'all to have a hashtag. Now the hashtag is responsible. The second hashtag is One Life Matters. The next hashtag is Keep On Running. Hashtag Communicate for Understanding. And then we have hashtag It's a Mindset. If you want to be with that mature woman, or that mature man, you have to have a mindset. sick. And focus on the thing on the trading cabinets. Have an awesome rest of the evening. I don't want to write to the music, but I want to play something as we close out. I want to say thank you for joining us. And I want to say, you want to give a virtual hug, if not a physical hug, to your family members. Because as we continue through COVID-19, we're looking into the fourth wave that's supposed to happen, but restrictions are down. We expect you to follow the protocol because we have to continue to be safe and we have to continue to be healthy. We have the vaccine. Make your choice. Take your vaccine. But one of the most important things as we go through the last few days was the gas shortage came about. We're rushing to get gas. Some gas stations are staying home. Don't go into these facilities that lack ventilation, no matter what they tell you or no matter how far, much money you have. We still got to travel around. It's a journey. We got to do what's right so all of us can come out on the other side with a clear understanding of what we need to live and what we know we need to be. So take care of yourself and simply tell everybody. Tell your family members that you love them. Give them a hug, virtually or face to face. And on top of that, I always come back as we close that show, coming truly from my heart. I'm telling you, I love you.
Because I'm living, learning, and I'm letting go.
Have an awesome rest of the evening and a weekend. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.